Blog Talk Radio.
And it's going down right now. Let's go, baby. Urban Terror Jesus Son, baby. Yeah, we all up in this place, baby. And we doing it right now. Just want to see y'all right. Just want to be okay. Doing this on a Sunday. And I'm glad to be here right in front of you. And I'm going to tell you right now what we're about to do. We're going to take it to another place and make sure that we get all the things that we do that. How y'all doing? I hope y'all feel like real men and women should. All day, every day. This is gonna be a blast, man. We're gonna have a good time today on this Sunday morning. Gave myself a stretcher. I'm morning yawning. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Sunday from 11 a.m. till around 12:30-ish. And the reason that we say 12:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is Sunday, baby. And we are here. Yeah, this is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, bust it up all crazy, go back and forth. We play on the sand. It's playing a sandbox and on the merry-go-round, push each other up the sliding board on the swings. Playing on a monkey ball. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see how the universe projects us into this thing called the world and this thing called life. We try to figure it out and try to make it all right now. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the all right. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. And like I said, I'm feeling like a real man should. I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. Let's get this thing popping. We are talking about when experience doesn't make you stronger. When experience doesn't make you stronger. First, we're going to get into the benefits of what experience should mean to you. When you have experience in a certain area, normally it benefits you because you have the knowledge. You have the knowledge of what something is, how it... Now, she's been running around here all morning. And you know what? I read that cats do that because they don't get a lot of exercise when they in the crib. So to keep they legs and their agility popping, they'll just run randomly. Like that. I gotta get Shorty some new toys. That, you know what I'm saying? Gotta get Shorty some new toys. It's like, yeah, you all right? Like, yeah, I'm looking out the window right now. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, yeah, when you have experience in a certain field, like, I know one thing. Like, if you have experience in some field of work, especially when it comes to corporate America and office work, your experience is always going to be beneficial to you because you'll understand the parameters of whatever business that you're working with or for. You'll understand the tendencies and people's attitudes and their motivations for doing things and getting things done. You'll actually know how to do your job. You'll get better and better and better at it because more than likely, somewhere along the line, when you didn't have experience, you made mistakes, maybe costly mistakes, maybe you straight up failed, and you've had an opportunity to learn from those mistakes, and now you can use the experience of what you have done to help you to do things in a more successful fashion. So, yeah, experience in that vein can definitely be to your advantage. When it comes to other areas where it may still be a job, it may still be the work area, but your experience may not be as much as an advantage to you as it was when you were younger. Like, let's say you are a furniture mover. When you're a furniture mover, being young and strong is going to be to your advantage. Only thing you really have to learn is how to maneuver furniture into areas and to measure and make sure that you understand what techniques that need to be employed in order to be able to move furniture in the fastest, most effective way. So yeah, being young, being strong, is going to be an advantage to you. As you get older, you may not be strong enough to lift couches and refrigerators and dressers and beds and stuff like that. You may have suffered injuries along the way as you were a furniture mover. So you may have hurt things, messed up your hip. Your knees ain't right. Climbing those steps, things like that, the stairs. It may have taken a physical toll on your body. So you know how to move some furniture and you can show anybody how to do it. But now you have been relegated to just being a store. To just being a teacher or a coach or hopefully somebody who is a manager, someone who doesn't have to do as much as of the physical work because that takes a toll on your body. And you just can't do what you used to do. We love sports. Many of us are big time sports fans. Football season is coming up. And we know that the shelf life of a football player is probably shorter than most sports. basketball is pretty rough too, because you have to remain fast in order to be a basketball player. Got to run the floor, run the floor. So, you know, and it's a high impact sport. It's a very high impact sport, basketball is. So, well, what would y'all say? Is the life of a basketball player longer than that of a football player? I think it is. We've seen veteran basketball players, you know, still chuck the rock up 12, 15 years in the game. Look at LeBron James. Look at LeBron. I think LeBron came into the industry in 93. I'm sorry, 2003. Here it is 18 years later. And he's still able to do it at a high level. But do you know what LeBron James has had to do in order to keep his body in tip-top shape and condition to be at the top of his game 18 years later? And he started when he was very young. He came into the NBA right out of high school, one of the last players to be able to do that. So he was 18. He's been in the league for 18 years. So what, LeBron is about 36. Let's see. How old is Bron? How old is Bron? Hold on, baby. Let's see how old Bron is. How old is Bron? How old is LeBron James?
LeBron James is 36 years old.
Born December 30th, 1984. He one of those December Capricorns. Ain't that some shit? Who knew that they were great? Who knew? No, Capricorn is a when you really think about it, Capricorns, if you are a January Capricorn, then you start off the year. You have your birthday before everybody else. And if you are December Capricorn, you have your birthday after everybody else. They the only sign that can say that. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of crazy. Rita Reds. What up, Rita? Good to see me some of you. And Teacher 1130. What's going on? Thanks for coming on by. What's up, my guy? Word up. But yeah, so get back to football. When you are a football player, tackling or tackling others, the shelf life of a running back in the NFL is really, really short. If you are in the NFL as a running back for 10 years, you have blown the top off, because running backs take a lot of damage running through the line. They get tackled on every play. Wide receivers last a lot longer than running backs. Running backs take a lot of hits, a lot of impact. Being good at it is, you are in an elite class. But you know that as a running back, you better get your money up front. You better make all the money that you can early in your career. Because once you get that bonus contract, it's normally a wrap for you. Running backs be in the NFL good for about 5 to 7 years. After that, it's downhill. Especially today's running backs. Back in the days of the Franco Harris's, the Jim Browns, the Earl Campbell's, the Tony Dorsett. No, I'm sorry, Tony Dorsett. I said Franco Harris and the Steelers. Who are the more famous? Of course, Walter Payton. There were a lot of greats. Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith had a long career. He had a very long career, considering. But that's probably a testament to how good the Cowboys offensive line. Bottom line is, you can be the most experienced running back. That's not gonna really benefit you if you make it to your 12th year in the NFL. You're not going to outrun those new college stars. Those new rookies are going to outrun you, outblock you. You're just not going to be able to compete. So, yeah, you have years of experience in the NFL. But guess what? You're about to be put out the pasture. You're about to be straight studded out. Coaching is the future for you. And it happened. So, yeah, experience does not make you stronger when you are in a physical position at your job. Construction work. You don't want to spend years and years as a laborer. You need to get to a skilled position where you can get on a machine, crane operator or something like that, where your experience can have you working until retirement if that's what you choose to do. But if you are a hole digger, if you a laborer, if you got to be on the jackhammer, if you got to be the one digging holes, if you got to be swinging pickaxes, your shelf life is going to be really, really short, even though you have that experience. So, yeah, when experience doesn't make you stronger, we can take it to another area too. Experience and love. You may have been in a lot of relationships, or you may have been in one relationship for a long time. But what if that relationship was an abusive relationship? So you got used to getting your ass kicked. You got used to being afraid a lot. You got used to being nervous. You got used to being anxious. You got used to being able to take a punch. You got used to being kicked. You got used to being ridiculed. You got used to being humiliated. You got used to being insulted. You got used to all of the negativity. Got a lot of experience in it. They say what doesn't kill you will make you stronger, right? After being in an abusive relationship for 20 years, will you feel stronger? Will you be stronger? Being in a situation like that can have really, really debilitating, emotionally debilitating consequences. So you may have been in that relationship for a long time, or those types of relationships for a long time, but they may have made you bitter. They may have made you resentful. They may have taken away your enthusiasm, your hope for a good, healthy relationship. So you've accepted these bad relationships year after year, time after time, experience after experience. You got a lot of experience in this abusive situation, but has it made you stronger? Some people might say yes. Some people might say, yeah, it has made you stronger because you put up with this. You've endured. You're still here. You're still standing. But on the inside, you're weak. You're hesitant. You've lost all your hope, your belief system. You don't think that anybody will help you. You don't think that anybody really understands what you've been through. You could consider yourself to be a broken person. You could have considered yourself to be a broken woman or man. So, yeah, your experience and being in an abusive relationship may not be to your advantage at all. And it may not have made you stronger at all. Have any of you ever had experience with a rescue animal? Have any of you ever had any experience with a rescue animal? Damn. Okay. Hey. Hello? Hey, what's going on, man? You here? Okay. All right, I got you. Okay. When you think that something was going to take a while to come, but then it comes immediately. Unfortunately, y'all, I got to cut the show short. I do. I have to cut the show short. But tell you what, we'll pick this show up. If not today, we'll pick it up tomorrow. We'll continue it. Because I was going somewhere with this. And So listen, I gotta go, and I gotta go now. All right, y'all. So I holler back. Get Blog Talk on up out of here. This is to be continued.